Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Mike Lynch here.
Hey, and I'm Patrick Harris.
You probably like baseball, which is why you're listening to this. This is the Hot Corner Podcast.
Well, I kind of like baseball. I guess I'll tune in.
Baseball's pretty neat, so thanks for listening. This is brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
Woo, baseball!
It's time for the second game of our radio doubleheader.
I believe there ought to be a constitutional amendment outlawing AstroTurf and the designated hitter.
The inside story on baseball and more.
Okay, I'm going to throw you something called a screwball, an old school thing. That's going to look like it's coming right at you. It's going to drop right off the table so you don't bail out. You got to stick in there. You see what I'm saying?
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080.
All right, kid. You had a helmet on. Imagine if you didn't.
The Fan.
Hour two of two here on the Hot Corner. Mike and Joe edition today. Patrick, I believe, is back next week. Just a couple weeks left in the season, so we're getting down to the nitty-gritty before the playoffs. And then I think we're going to get lucky this year. I think. I'll double-check it. But I was looking at the playoff schedule. And I believe that the National League wildcard game is the Wednesday game. Because if the Yankees are in the wild card game, me doing a show on that day is going to be a disaster.
Yeah, but Patrick's going kayaking that day. So.
Damn it, Joe. You completely got me on that one. Yeah, American League wild card game is Tuesday. NL is Wednesday. So I feel like that's the first time in a while. We've had some distracted shows here with the American League wild card stuff going on.
We have. We have.
We have.
We have. Still best AL wild card game ever was that very first one with the A's and Royals. Never forget that one.
The massive comeback?
Yes.
Oakland was up, what, like six runs, five runs or something?
I don't know. It was epic, though. I was hanging on every pitch.
It was epic.
The dumbest one. No one really remembers it. Whatever. Orioles losing to the Blue Jays a couple years ago. Stupid. No one cares.
Buck Showalter didn't use his closer, even though no one cares. Zach Britton had the best year.
But Ubaldo Jimenez.
Ubaldo Jimenez. But there is Wednesday, October 13th, potential ALDS game fives for both ALDS series. So
let's go.
Distractions could be imminent in that one if my team is in it, which at this point I don't think they will be. Boy, are they inconsistent.
Stop.
They are inconsistent, Joe. They are inconsistent.
Well, Mike, I have to ask you.
Yes.
What team do you think will be in it in the future?
What?
That was a segue to what you wanted to talk about.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the space baseball stuff. I was like, and because we were talking the future uniforms, I was like, what? Like, who's going to exist in Blarn's Ball from Futurama?
I got a good feeling about Uranus. Good prospect list.
Oh, my sounder's not on.
Damn it. That's all me, coach.
There it was.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to rim fart you on that one. So, of the teams that are kind of the middling teams, who do you think is actually close, or at least is giving you that look of they know what they're doing.
So middle teams, not bottom dwellers.
Yes. Not the worst of the worst, but I'm going to give you.
Cross the Marlins off the list there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're.
They are pretty bad. Although they do have a lot of good young players. I will give you the Indians, Tigers, and Royals. I guess the Twins. I will give you the Angels. I will give you the Rockies and the Cubs. There you go.
Well, don't give me the Cubs. I'll pass on that.
Those are the teams that you have. I'm just looking at the records here.
Yeah.
You know what? I will give you the Marlins and the Nationals. How about that?
Yeah,
I'll give you those teams.
I mean, I was just looking at the teams.
I'm just ignoring the Orioles, the Rangers, the Diamondbacks, and the Pirates.
And when he gave me this homework assignment, I was looking at the standings and kind of looking in the middle. And then I didn't realize that the Marlins are basically, what is that, 23 games below 500?
They are. As are the Nationals.
It's not really in the middle. That is a big gap between the Cardinals and the Marlins, who Cardinals are basically out of the wild card spot by 3.5. And then
I'm pulling an audible and adding the Marlins because they are a young and up and coming team that's very young. But like Sandy Alcantara today, their starter, throwing like 102 miles an hour fastballs. Crazy.
My mistake. I have it sorted by run differential. There we go. Marlins back to the bottom there.
There you go.
There they are. I was like, what is going on here?
Okay. So of all of those teams, who stands out to you? And I want to start with one that is shocking to me, but despite the fact that he's a dirty, rotten cheater, or at least an enabler, he's an amazing manager. And that team is your and my Detroit Tigers. The Tigers have been horrifically bad for a couple of years, like dreadful.
Yes.
And they go out and they hire AJ Hinch. And their team is not great. Their team is, in fact, quite bad. But yet, here they are, sitting in third place in the AL Central. And the amount of times I've seen them beat good teams in series that they've played and give these good teams trouble has been constant. It's like every time I see the Tigers are playing the Red Sox, it's like, Detroit won a game or two from them. Or, they took a couple from the A's. Or, the White Sox struggled against them a couple of times this year. And there's just something about the way that they play right now. It's like they're kind of a mix of young and old. Obviously, Miggy Cabrera is still there, and he's going to be there until he decides to retire because they owe him $60 million. You've got like Jonathan Scope is having a good year, but he's a vet. You know, it's not really great players here, but you know, Robbie Grossman's kind of like a middle ground guy. But you also had Akil Baddoo come up for his first full season. Jamer Candelario still there. That catcher, Haas, hit a bunch of homers when he first came up. You know, you got Gregory Soto as a closer who's been quite good. You know, Casey Mize came up as a starting pitcher this year and has become a pretty consistent starter for him. They've got options. And I like that they have a good, solid manager who knows what to do with a team that is bad, that is building. Say what you want about AJ Hinch, and I will call him an enabler, if not just a straight-up cheater. But he took an Astros team that was awful, intentionally so, and turned them into a playoff team and a World Series contender and winner. Some of that had to do with the cheating, I'm sure. But as is being proven this year, these players are still good players, right? Altuve had a slow start, but he's figured it out. Bregman's been hurt a little bit, but he's hitting just fine. Correa's been having a good year. You know, This is a team that would make me nervous if I was in the AL Central because of the manager. And I think that's kind of it's the manager and a couple of the young guys, but it's the way that they play that they're not like just like bad constantly. They're pesky. They're scoring runs. They're in games. You know, they play solid, sound baseball, and it's mostly because of AJ Hinch. So there you go. There's my start.
Couple good young prospects as well in the top 10 of the baseball prospects list on MLB. You've got Spencer Torkelson.
That's a name.
Yes. Riley Green.
What position does Torkelson play?
They got him listed as third base and first base. He's in the AAA right now. ETA next year.
I love that name.
Torkelson.
That's more of a first baseman name to me than a third baseman name.
So he's number four overall in the MLB prospects list. He got Riley Green, outfielder, who's also in AAA, expected to show up next year. So I mean, two top ten. That's pretty good.
It is. But this is all solely because I like AJ Hinch there. You know, there are certain guys who know what they're doing in those situations that I would trust, and he is probably guy A that I would take, like option one that I would take in that situation. So that was a great hire by Detroit. I expected them to be dead last, and yeah, I mean, they're only three games up on last place right now, but they're not going to finish in last place this year. They look like they're getting, I mean, they're only four games behind Cleveland for second. I mean, they could pass Cleveland and finish in second place, the Tigers, this year.
And I believe from the FanGraphs predicted win total, they're one of four teams so far that has surpassed their win total.
I'm sure.
Expected win total for this year.
I'm sure their expected win total was like 52 or something like that.
Yeah, I didn't see what number it was, but I'm almost certain that they were one of the four teams.
Do you have one that's standing out to you?
In that middle pack there, now that I got the standings all figured out and what the hell I'm doing on the ESPN standings page, you know, the Angels are in the middle, but they're just a franchise where it's like, you've had chances many times over the years, so why the hell should I believe that anything's going to be different in the future? I like the Tigers pick. I mean, Royals are behind them a little bit. I like a little bit of what they're doing as far as not really being bottom dwellers anymore, because the Royals in the mid-2000s, before they had their playoff and World Series, again, just trash. One of the worst teams in MLB constantly, every single year. 100 losses. So this year, it seems that they're doing a little bit better. They just need starting pitching. I would say the Royals, but my pick towards the bottom was the Marlins. Just because they're a year from removed from, granted it was a shortened season, being competitive, getting to the playoffs. And now that they have new ownership, management, however you want to word it, I feel like that they could be on the verge of starting to be a little bit better. The Reds, though, I know they're kind of in the playoff hunt right now. They could be getting that last wild card spot, honestly.
I like the Reds a lot.
I mean, in the middle, it's just like the management and the ownerships for some of these teams are just like, don't leave me with a lot of confidence. Again, you offer the Cubs, I gave them right back. The Rockies, with how they handled the Arenado trade, I mean,
the Rockies are a disaster.
Exactly.
They're going to lose Trevor Story. They might lose John Gray, who's pitched better for them this year.
I mean, you could say maybe the Mets, because again, they have an owner that actually wants to try and win. They went out in the offseason and made moves, got Frankie Lindor. They've got Javi Baez at the trade deadline. I mean, if DeGrom doesn't get injured this back half of the season, I mean, they're probably a playoff team. So not a lot of these teams have give me a whole lot of confidence going forward. Besides, I mean, you make a good case with the Tigers. Like I said, I'll go Marlins and then the Royals probably.
Well, so I wanted to touch on the Royals as well, and we got a break, so I'll do that on the other side of the break. But Kansas City is another team. It's in the same division as the Tigers, so you know, I'm not trying to harp on the AL Central, but I've watched the Royals both times they played the Yankees this year, and then I've seen them randomly a couple of times and follow through the highlights and stuff. Obviously, Salvy Perez is having a career year, you know, home run-wise and all that kind of stuff, but they have a bunch of guys that they've called up this year that are starters who are kind of going through their learning the majors period now when they're not any good, and I feel like they're going to be close as well. Plus, they got another really good prospect in the minors. We'll get to that next. Plus, any of your texts if you got them, 503-250-1080, if any of you are out there at all, because, you know, we're on late. This is the Hot Corner on the Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
.922 here on your Wednesday evening. Mike and Joe with you. Talking about kind of the middle ground teams that you feel like are close to making that next step. I brought up the Tigers. I feel like they're in good hands with AJ Hinch. You brought up the Marlins, Joe. And I'm going to give a little love to the Royals as well. Royals are a team that to me has a couple of exciting guys that I've been watching this year already. And then the firecracker as their top prospect is Bobby Witt, the shortstop, who's already in AAA and he's only 21 years old. And I think he was drafted not this past year, but the year before that. So he's quickly moved himself up to AAA and ready to kind of make that pop next year. I think he was in the same draft as Adley Rutschman. I think he might've been like the second or third pick in that draft.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But the Royals, to me, they've called up a couple of young starters this year, including Daniel Lynch, who, whoop, whoop, shout out to a guy with my last name. He's got really good stuff. He's got a little bit of a bloated ERA in terms of it's his rookie year, and he's kind of going through the growing pains, but he's got really, really good stuff that I like. A couple of other guys, like Brady Singer, also got called up this year, or is a young guy who's been pitching for them, I should say. And he's, again, got some good stuff, and he's struggled. I really like that Nicky Lopez guy. Now he's playing short, which is Bobby Witt's position, but he's just one of those, like, every team needs one guy like him where he's always on base and he's really fast. He's a really good fielder. I like their low risk, high reward Andrew Benintendi acquisition this year. He hasn't exactly been old school Andrew Benintendi when he was part of the modern killer bees on the Red Sox, but I like kind of taking that risk on a guy like him. And they're a team that feels like they're close. Now, I'm not sure on Whit Merrifield's contract situation. I know that he was a potential trade target this year at the deadline. And obviously nobody got him. I know the Mariners were actually tied to him a little bit, but I'm pulling up his contract as we speak. But I'm not sure if, like, is he a free agent? Are they going to re-sign him? Remember, he's a little bit older than you would think. He's 32, despite the fact that it feels like he's only been in the majors for a couple of years. And nope, he is. Yeah, he's still got time on his deal. He's got another year left next year. And then red is color code. Help me. He has a club option in 2023. So he's got two more years left in his deal. And they're very affordable as well. He's got 2.7 mil next year and then 6.5 mil in 23 until he's a unrestricted free agent. So I love him as their leader on that team. He is such a good player. If you don't watch Royals baseball, and I don't blame you because they haven't been very good, try to find some highlights of Whit Merrifield because that dude can play. You know what I like about the Royals is they run. They are stealing bases left and right. And I kind of feel like we're about to get to a new point of, like, the next money ball to me is stolen bases. Because they went down so drastically as people were like, it's not worth it to get outs on the bases and all that. And there's all these new potential rule changes going on in the minors about, like, pickoff moves and how many times you can throw over and all that kind of stuff. And I think stolen bases are about to make a huge comeback. And the Royals are kind of the poster child of steals this year in the majors. And I feel like it's just, you're going to start seeing guys steal because there's so few balls being put in play that if you get a single, having a guy on second or third to score is going to be that much more important than if you just left a guy on first. Or hell, I mean, ground into a double play, right? Avoid the double play in kind of this weird offensive era that we're in. So since I think that's going to kind of be the next thing, the Royals are already on it. They're already doing it. So I think Kansas City could be one of those teams.
One thing is, I think I said it last segment, they really need pitching because all their starting pitchers this year have like a ERA over 5.
Well, they've had a couple of, like I said, they've had a couple of guys they've called up that are younger that I think are kind of learning the ropes now. It's good that they're figuring it out now while they're still at this point before they kind of dive into being in like a playoff battle or something like that. Brady Singer is one. I know he's 25. I think he's been up for like, 2 years now? Yeah, this is his second year. And he only started 12 games last year. So, I mean, this is like his full first year. There's growing pains, you know? Obviously, there's no sure thing that they're going to hit. But I like what I see stuff-wise from those guys. So, you know, I think the Royals are kind of in that boat too. So I'll pick the Royals and I'll pick the Tigers as my two teams that I'm excited about watching moving forward. In that kind of realm.
Well, and the Royals were smart to blow it all up. Like, they did what the Orioles didn't do. I mean, they got their World Series A, so that makes things a little bit easier to kind of let things go after you get to the mountaintop. But they saw that they could get rid of these guys and get some return or just not invest. I mean, has the Eric Hosmer signing for the Padres worked out? You could probably make the case that it hasn't come to fruition that Padre fans would have hoped. Getting rid of Lorenzo Cain, still pretty solid, good for the Brewers. Hanging on to Salvador Perez, obviously that's worked out. He's having a career year.
Boy, unbelievable.
Mike Moustakas, again, it's like they let go of some of these guys that I think they realize that, listen, we need to blow this up and start a rebuild now because – all these guys will be too expensive coming off a World Series. Orioles, on the other hand, are like, no, let's hang on to all this. And they started their rebuild way too late, hence 100 loss seasons now 3-4 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're trying to kind of climb out of that hole that they've been in, whereas the Orioles were smart just to do it earlier. And I think it's going to pay off, again, earlier than what it would pay off for the Orioles. So.
This text says the Rays are always running. So infuriating. Yeah. Well, if the Rays are doing it, you know it's about to be a trend because the Rays are the trendsetters in baseball. And it's just I feel like you're about to see stolen bases take a massive leap because they disappeared for a while. And I feel like that's just going to come back full force. All right. Fair or foul coming up next. Joe forgot it last week, so we're for sure doing it this week. And that is next. But first, he has sports.
Is it...
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fair?
Oh my
That's
goodness.
That's a fair ball!
Or is it foul?
Well, he thought it was foul, I think.
A knowledge test for Patrick and Mike to see how well they know the big leagues.
Mathematics and strange symbols now, as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. The OBP and the SLG and the ISO and the you name it.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
Peralta knocks it into center. David tonight, 2-for-2, a leadoff single here in the fourth. And nobody noticed.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All righty, that open tells you all you need to know. It is Fair or Foul. Now, Patrick's not here. Normally when it's me and Patrick, I just do random trivia questions to him. So I'll be curious to see what Joe has for me today on fourth.
All right, let's do it. Let's start with the Red Hot Blue Jays.
They are red hot, and I hate them at the moment because they've just taken three of the first four from my own team.
I bet you do.
Stupid.
That's a weird smell I have in the studio. My smell is sweet.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you smell salt, because that'd also be correct.
Yeah, there might be salt coming from that studio. Sodium levels are probably extremely high coming from
very high, very, very high.
But the Blue Jays, they mash, they score a lot of runs. Do they do so much that they now, fair or foul, have the second best run differential in the American League?
Ooh, they added Jose Berrios, and he's been pretty good for them. Ryu's had an up and down year, not quite as good as he had been in the past. Their rookie Manoa's been pitching great, and they mash. It's not the Red Sox because they can't pitch. It's not the Yankees because they can't hit. I imagine the Rays are up there and the White Sox are up there. I'll say fair. Second best because they mash.
Second best in the AL. They are not.
Dang it.
You want to take a stab at who the second
I don't even best? Know who's in first.
You were right. It is the Rays.
Okay.
Well, you didn't say they were first, but you said that they
I imagine they were at the top.
Yes.
Yeah. Is second the Astros.
It is.
Mm.
Unfortunately. Rays number one, Astros number two, Blue Jays number three, White Sox just four runs behind them, and then basically everybody else. So, granted, I don't know if this is ESPN standings updated through today.
So, I don't know when they update that. No.
But they're definitely not second. They're like 30 runs below the Astros for second. So, but fifth in the league. In the entire MLB at plus 143 run differential.
Look, the Blue Jays, they are streaky. And when they're hot, they are really tough to beat because you've got Vladdy Jr. and you've got Simeon and you've got, I guess, now injured again for like the seventh time this year, George Springer. But Teoscar Hernandez, I mean, these guys just all hit and they're constantly on base. So more power to them. If they weren't in my own division, I'd really like them a lot. They're a really fun team to watch, but just can't really root for them. So.
Yeah.
Sorry, Blue Jays fans.
I can root for them because, I mean, they're not the Yankees or Red Sox.
That's true.
So basically, I feel like there's this.
I feel like the Rays have to now be in that picture because they just don't stop winning.
Well, there's this. No, because the Rays, they were garbage for like a 10-year stretch before Joe Maddon, Evan Longoria, Then they took a dip after that, and now they're kind of back to the mountaintop. I don't really care about the Rays. I mean, nobody goes to their games in Tampa until they get to the playoffs anyways, so I feel like there's this AL East coalition of the non-Boston New York teams where it's like, hey, we'll all root for each other as long as we're good.
By the way, I just saw a stat.
Like, we can't be good, but you're good. We'll root for you.
On Quick Pitch, Wander Franco now has the second longest on-base streak of anybody 20 years or younger in ever.
Which is how long?
38 straight games. And the record is, I think it said Frank Robinson, which was 43.
That's impressive.
And he just passed Mickey Mantle, who had 36.
Those damn Rays.
He's good.
Those damn Rays. Speaking of the AL East and those two teams that I was talking about that I can't ever root for, the Red Sox and Yankees. The Yankees on a bit of a slide, my friend.
Oh, it's been ugly.
After what, 12, 13 games?
13 in a row, and they were like 32-9 in a long stretch. Now they're... they just can't hit again.
Lost five in a row. Lost two of their last... or lost eight of their last 10, rather. Red Sox, they've just kind of been chugging along here. They took a dip. They're 5-5 in their last 10. But neither team really put the pedal to the metal down here at the stretch. So, fair or foul, Red Sox or Yankees will blow it.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say fair. I'm going to put my own team in that spot. They are playing such dreadful baseball again. It's
who is that on MLB Network?
She's a cutie. That's who she is. I don't know what her name is, but she's the new Quick Pitch girl. So if you'd like to watch Quick Pitch, which usually starts around 10.
Well, I do now.
A little early today because the last game ended. But I could see my own team just falling out of it at this point. I mean, they're now in the second wild card spot. They got one more against the Blue Jays tomorrow. They got a fairly easy run of games here, but then they go Rays and Red Sox and Blue Jays at the end of the season. And easy or not, they just lost 2 or 3 to the Orioles. They lost 2 or 3 to the Angels. I could see them falling out of it.
I love how my text on Sunday, you knew exactly what it meant.
Yeah. You texted me what, embarrassing?
I was like, wow, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, it was. Because they were winning that game like 7-3, and they lost it because Andrew Heaney, who is now leading my hate bucket, as John likes to say, gave up 4 runs. Also, look, Boston doesn't have pitching. We've been saying that all year. Their bullpen's not good. Their starters aren't good. Yes, they can hit, but they're not as good as their record would indicate. Now, if the teams that I think will make it, it'll still be Yankees, Red Sox in the wild card game. Like if I'm taking off the current streaks and all that kind of stuff, I feel like that would still be the wild card matchup. But in to answer your question, I will say fair. One of them will blow it, if not both of them.
if both of them blew
let's
it,
let's get Blue Jays and Mariners in there.
My God, please, that'd be fantastic. I should probably hate the Blue Jays more, just because of that wild card game a few years ago. But it wasn't really like what the Blue Jays did; it's what Buck Showalter did.
Yeah, it was Buck's fault.
Yeah, so I couldn't really be mad that Encarnacion just mashed that ball out of the park. So. All right, moving on to the National League. We just had a pretty interesting series with the Dodgers and Giants. But just looking over some of the stats, Dodgers pitchers were standing out to me. Fair foul. Dodgers have 3 starters with a sub-3 ERA. Fair foul.
So you've got Walker Buehler. He does for sure. Max Scherzer counts for that, I imagine. So that's 2. Boy. Well, Kershaw's on the IL. I don't know what Urias' season has been like. I have not really seen him pitch too often.
Oh,
I haven't. I'll say foul. 2 guys are under 3 and 1 guy's at like 304 because it's a Joe question.
304. Kershaw, by the way, at 339.
Okay.
David Price.
Oh, I forgot about David
at
Price.
At 378, so you're good there.
That's pretty good for David.
Tony Gonsolin, he did not count in my question. He only has started 9 games for them. He does have a 278 ERA, but he was not a part of this.
Okay.
Julio Urias. 3.11.
Ooh, look at that close little guess right there.
That was good.
For somebody who hasn't seen him pitch too often this year, I was like, it's a trick question.
Yeah.
So Scherzer and Buehler are the two under three?
Yep, Buehler at 2.31. I mean,
he's a Cy Young favorite, right?
This can be considered fair if you want to throw Trevor Bauer into this.
Nope. I do not. I do not. You didn't count Tony Gonsolin. How many starts did Bauer have?
17.
Oh, well.
Gonsolin has 9 starts. Scherzer.
Man, the Bauer thing happened that late in the season. I feel like that's been going on all year.
Yeah, he had 17 starts, 2.59 ERA. Scherzer in his 7 starts for the Dodgers, 1.05 ERA.
Wow.
Best pitcher of...
I can't believe they got him and Trey Turner. By the way, Turner is raking for the Dodgers as well.
Scherzer, the best pitcher over the last 10 years?
Oh, boy.
I'll say yes. Got a World Series. How many Cy Youngs does he have now? 3?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
taking out the playoffs, you got to put Kershaw in there as well. If you're including the playoffs, then yeah, that would hurt him a bit.
That's what I'm saying. Scherzer gets it done, man.
Yeah, it's probably Scherzer. Verlander could be up there as well.
Let's not.
Why not?
Douche factor.
Sure. But he was great.
He was.
And has, well, he exists. He's just hurt.
And our last one about these Dodgers. Despite the series against the Giants going in San Francisco's favor, they won 2 out of 3. Fair or foul, Dodgers still team to beat in the National League.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they have to be after the addition of Scherzer and Trey Turner. That's kind of what I was saying is the Giants are having a great year. Again today, losing in the 9th, wind up coming back to win off of the new Rockies closer, Carlos Estevez. And, just clutch hit after clutch hit, and they've got a bunch of starters that are good. But you're telling me a team that has Scherzer and Buehler at the front end of their rotation, a healthy Clayton Kershaw added in there, Julio Urias, Trey Turner, Corey Seager, Justin Turner, I mean, Max Muncy, come on.
It's kind of annoying.
Chris Taylor, they're loaded.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Their bullpen is not very good outside of Blake Treinen, but they've got enough names in there that I think they could piece that together. It's still the Dodgers as the team to beat. And the Giants have been fantastic this year. They're a ton of fun to watch, and they're a great story. And they very, very well may beat the Dodgers in a playoff series if they play each other. But team to beat, still LA.
That is fair or foul. I really want to do a Kyle Seager-based one, but because he's been having a good year. Good-ish, because he has 34 home runs, which is a career high. He will set a career high in RBIs, more than likely. He only needs 6 more to.
Yeah, he'll do that.
Do you want to take a stab at his average?
His batting average this year?
Yes.
Well, the Mariners suck, and they can't hit at all. Is his average like 224?
Mike, you're pretty spot on tonight. 213. 213. His OPS is 745.
Baseball!
Dude, that's...
That is modern baseball to a T.
That's so ridiculous. You're going to set a career high in home runs and RBIs and do it while batting 215.
Yep. And we just talked about Larry Walker hitting 379 over the course of an entire season.
Well, hey, only 120 games, right?
140, I thought.
Go back and look. I thought you said 120. But again, why does it even matter?
It doesn't matter because he also hit 366 and 350 and 333. Who's leading an average this year? Let's take a look.
That is just stupid.
Do you want to take a guess on who the leading average is and what the number is?
Yeah, because I won't be able to guess who. I'm going to say best average in the MLB is at 315.
It is 320.
Let's go.
And it's Vladdy Jr.
Good for him. Yeah. Great year by him.
320 with 41 homers, 99 ribbies.
MVP, or are we giving it to Shohei?
And only 97 strikeouts, but 75 walks. That's a pretty good ratio right there.
That's good. MVP or Shohei?
I think probably Shohei, but yeah, I mean, you got a good case there. After him, it goes Castellanos at 317. Brantley, of course, 315. Yuli Gurriel's having a really underrated year. He's at 312.
There's a long fly ball into left field.
There's only 10 hitters hitting over 300.
God.
10. Hold on. I'm going to go back to 2003 regular season.
And count how many 300 hitters? Do that during the break.
No, it's already done.
I mean, we do have to break those.
I said 10 for this year.
I believe so. I already checked out.
There were 40.
Holy God.
There were 40 hitters back in 2003 who were hitting 300 or higher. Doug Minkiewicz, right at 300.
Let's go.
Hank Blaylock, remember him? Bobby Abreu and Marquise Grissom, all 300 hitters.
Bobby Abreu.
Ooh, there's Marlon Byrd.
All right, Mike, let's go.
But now I want to read random baseball names.
It's a short break. We'll be back
soon. All right. Let's wrap this sucker out. This is the Hot Corner with Lynch and Joe today on The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Just, looking through 2003's stats here. The leading hitter hit 359, only 1 point ahead of second place, 358.
Mike,
and that would be future Hall of Famer, and I guess hopefully a future Hall of Famer. I would put him in the Hall of Fame, but he's on the border right now. That would be Albert Pujols. Yes. Hit 359. Todd Helton hit 358.
Yeah,
because Todd's on the ballot.
I
want Todd to make the Hall of Fame.
I'd put them both in. Definitely Pujols, obviously, but being the savant of baseball that you are,
then Barry Bonds at 341.
What has caused this drastic drop in guys not being able to hit 350 in a season?
I mean, lots of things. You could start with the shift. That's probably the earliest thing that we saw that started lowering batting averages.
Yeah, because you're definitely not a shift fan.
No, I mean, I appreciate the strategy of it, but at this point, it's gotten detrimental more than it is smart.
Yeah,
in my opinion. I mean, I've talked about this. The guy's stuff is way, way better. I mean, you've got routinely two or three guys who can hit 98, 99 out of the bullpen. Your starters have crazy spin rates. That obviously hurt as well. The cheating, the sticky stuff, that hurt a lot. And then just changing styles of baseball. I mean, Joey Gallo is exactly what baseball is right now, which is the three true outcomes: walk, strikeout, and home run. And
so shifts, cheating, and analytics.
Well, shifts can be included in analytics.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Analytics and partially cheating, but it's more just the pitchers just have insane stuff now. Like I'm just looking up at a highlight right now. Starting for the Cardinals today was Adam Wainwright. There's not a lot of Adam Wainwrights anymore who are like hitting 93 on the gun, 94 on the gun. I mean, you got, like I mentioned it earlier, Sandy Alcantara, the starter for the Marlins. Dude, he's a starter. He's throwing 102 miles an hour. Are you joking me? And then there's that guy in the red system.
Green. I feel like in the early 2000s, mid 2000s, that it would always be like a big deal on like Sports Center when a dude would hit triple digits.
Right. It was like one guy.
Exactly. One dude in the league could do it. And now you have it consistent. Like just watching the A's game that was on here on MLB Network earlier. I forget who they were already playing.
White Sox. But,
White Sox pitcher hit 100. And it's just another pitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just another pitch in the game. No big deal.
It's the fact that the average fastball has gone from like 91 or like 90 to probably 96, 95 shows you just how much it's changed. The fact that guys are throwing like 92 mile an hour changeups,
yeah,
and sliders. Like if you're throwing like a 78 to 82 mile an hour version of that pitch, yeah, the spin's going to trick you, but you have like a little time to see that it's coming. If he's throwing a 99 mile an hour fastball and a 93 mile an hour slider and guys are tunneling now. If you look at, if you follow Pitching Ninja on Twitter, they'll show the tunneling where the ball comes out at the exact same spot and then moves.
Yeah.
Or goes straight, depending on what pitch it is. It's ridiculous. They showed one for Gerrit Cole the other day. I mean, it was a fastball and a slider that was the same until it was 85% of the way there, and then the slider just goes whoop. So the guy's swinging for a fastball, they're never going to hit that.
Yeah, those are pretty wild videos to watch when they had the layover. So yeah. You can see both of them.
There was one also with Scherzer that they put up with five pitches in the same at bat. All five of them were within a similar circle in the middle of the plate, and all five of them went different directions. Like, it was basically like, hey, this is a fastball down the middle, and oh, it's not. Not at all. So I think that's, I still think that is the biggest reason why is that pitching has become so good. And the analytics, as well as the sticky stuff, were smaller portions of it.
You're given 50 pitches from an MLB pitcher, middle of the road, not even a top tier talent. Are you putting bat on ball in any of those 50?
Bat on ball?
Bat on ball, and he's trying. Like, he's actually pitching to you as if he would in a game.
Probably not. I mean, could I just luck into and guess fastball and just stick my bat out and put contact on it? Maybe.
He rips one into the deep center.
But if I was truly standing there as if I was a hitter, not like just sticking the bat out to make contact, and he was going full bore at me, no, I don't think so. I mean, I didn't play baseball past high school, but I've gone into a cage within the last like 5-6 years. I hit like 85. I could hit it.
Let's go.
But like, it was a ground ball out. It wasn't anything nice. I was just like, hey, this is a fast pitch.
There's a dribbler back to the pitcher.
Right. So if he's throwing 92, 93, 94, he's throwing sliders and changeups and he's buzzing my tower, no way. Nope. I don't think I'm doing it at all. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks so much for listening. You can find the podcast, Les Schwab Tires Podcast, after the show if you missed any of it and want to go back and find it. We'll be back next week, 8 to 10 p.m. This is our time throughout the Oregon football season. Have a very good rest of your evening.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.